You're now listening to 17, a podcast by Emily Chapp. Sunday the 6th of December, 2015. Just because someone feels special to you doesn't mean that they are your miracle. This is the last month of the year and also the last podcast. At this point, I remember I was beginning to come around emotionally. This entry wasn't necessarily meant to be directly about anyone, and it wasn't meant to be sad. It was just 17-year-old Emily telling future Emily, or anyone else I would possibly decide was blessed enough to read this, that just because someone pops into your life, just because someone arrives, whether expectedly or not, and feels like a cold breeze you haven't felt in hours on a hot day, doesn't mean that they're the person that's going to save you. And as you get older, you do realise this yourself. But as a young person, it's important to be told this. That boy or girl, that boyfriend or best friend, that stranger or that celebrity that lights fires in your soul could simply be just that, a good feeling. They may not hold answers that you hope they do. They may not fix your broken heart. They may even end up giving you the wrong advice. On the contrary, that person may be the one that heals every hurting part of you. How are you supposed to tell the difference? Time. One day, you're just a dumb kid making dumb decisions and trusting the wrong people, but you learn, don't you? As you get a little older and a little wiser, you develop a sixth sense for all these things. The whole point of me reading these entries to you and deciphering them is for you to understand the mind of a child who is told that she knows nothing. She's told she doesn't know love, she doesn't know hate, she doesn't know respect or the right thing to say, but she still thinks and she wants to know. This is an insight into the path that she takes to get to a place similar to where you are now. She knows nothing of the world, but don't sit there and tell yourself that you didn't learn one thing through the diary of a 17-year-old. 17, a podcast by Emily Japp.